Donegal have topped the group that have been unbeaten.
Yeah, Donegal get a point here. 116 to 116, the final score. Donegal getting the last four scores, having come from four down on 27 minutes. And Donegal quite happy to get a share of the spoils here, Martin McHugh. Edge of the seat stuff, so it was. Listen, we could have went on and tried to win it, but I think they took the sensible option in the end.
Yeah, sensible option in the end. Oh, it's nerve-wracking stuff here to listen to. But if you look at Armagh, if you take a look at Armagh, you know, they were 17th minute of the second half. They got the point to 15 points. And after that, they got the goal after that to make 1:15 of 21 minutes. From that to the end of the game, Jermaine Hall got that 1 point, and that's all they scored. So, you know, we look at fitness and everything else. Donegal, definitely the level of fitness was good. But what a performance. We look at it from Donegal's point of view as Conor O'Donnell being the man we talk about. And you know, it's great. So somebody asked before the game, when did Donegal last won a game without Michael Murphy? Well, they've drawn this game and drawn probably against Monaghan the last year without Michael Murphy, but showed great character in both games to come back from the dead. But it's been, you know, great hearted performance. You know, times it looked when we conceded that goal the second half that we weren't going to come back into it. Brilliant all round second half, particularly second half performance, and dug deep again. And look, it's great now. We can concentrate the semi-final. It doesn't really matter now because you won't be able to play the final. Yeah. So you can totally concentrate now on getting ready for your championship game against Down, and here's credit. But I think that the big exciting news to our listeners at home was that Conor O'Donnell has arrived. To this young lad has arrived. We heard a lot about him, everything else, he's arrived, and he was, you know, coming off the bench and doing what he'd done was brilliant. But we had a lot of good performances all around Oisin. You know, definitely, you know, the team, it was a big team performance really. With, suppose we look at individuals and everything else, what about the goal again by that man Michael Lange?
Yeah,
we know the talent he has. Is a brilliant goal. We look at it. Sean Patton was very good in goals. Losing Neil McGee, like we lost Michael Murphy the last four of the games, good. Full back line, Owen Van Galler and Brendan McCall in the back line. And then you had, you know, the half back line, Ryan McHugh, Paul Brennan, Patrick Morgan had a very good second half. Patrick Morgan, Keelan McGonigal, good game in the middle of the field in one ball. And that Hugh McFadden worked his socks off till he came off. Kieran Thompson, as always, Kieran Thompson too. And, you know, Owen McGettigan, I thought, had a good first half. Talked about Lang and Paddy McBrady, man, but it mattered. Kicked the scores. Maybe missed the freeze, took on the responsibilities and everything else. Took on the responsibility. I hear now Tyrone are beating Monaghan.
Yeah, by a point.
Are actually up on Monaghan. So we heard earlier on that the game had ended in a draw. But we hear now that Tyrone are actually a point up now against Monaghan. So, and Paddy McBrady had a brilliant match. Steve McMenamin, and this game will stand for him. He had a tough time with Stephen Campbell the first half. And Niall O'Donnell, again, very good at handling ball. And kicked the all important equalising point. Let's talk about the men that came off the bench. You know, you had Jason McGee was on. Owen McNeilis again had a good match when he came off and did well. I thought Keelan Ward was very, very good when he came into the game, did well. Jason McGee probably not on long enough to see that, but look at it. Good, be happy, you know, have to be happy with that performance and everything else. So it's
Patrick McBrady has been given man of the match from Toulouse.
Well, Paddy McBrady deserves man of the match, and I like about Paddy McBrady the day when the freeze, even though he missed the freeze, he kept taking on the responsibility, showing the quality, not leaving to Niall O'Donnell or to any of the younger lads. He said, I'm going to kick them even off his foot and everything else. So that's Paddy McBrady man of the match. So,